Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Today I'm bringing you a very special episode of the Sold Stories Report. This is for a client that requested a report on the activity of 1001 Bay Street. So I want to make sure that those of you who either live in the building or in the downtown area, anywhere on Bay Street, anywhere on Wellesley, anywhere downtown Toronto, you should be aware of what's going on in your building at all times. It is unacceptable to not know by the numbers what were the top few sales in your building. This is something that I'm very, very specific about, because if you or possibly your agent don't know these stories, how can you possibly learn from them? How can you figure out how to reverse engineer them? That's what I do. That's the difference between what I do and what everyone else does. And my goal is to make sure that you do not have to relearn the wheel when it's time for you to make a move. So I'm just going to go down the, I'm going to go over the sales that have happened over the last few years in terms of the top five sales that have happened here at this building. And of course, I'm going to start with the penthouse because, of course, penthouse sales are always one of my favorite things to talk about. I love helping people make sure that they understand what the difference between a penthouse unit is and every other unit below. And I know it might sound obvious to some of you, but you'll see this in listings that you won't see any difference in the description of the property aside from the fact that it's a penthouse. But it's very much a different lifestyle, including when you live in a condo or a very unique loft and there's a very different lifestyle vibe. That has to be able to come through in the listing, in the videos, in the photos, and right here on the podcast. When I'm telling these soul stories, it's you guys, especially those of you who are the, again, the smart consumers out there, the ones who are really investing in your lifestyle. There's a reason why people live at 1001 Bay. And the reason for that is for comfort, for convenience. A lot of people downtown are doing are focused in on their jobs, their careers, and that's what they want to be focused on. They don't want to be worried about other things. They want to have the ultimate in experiences. They want to be able to walk where they go. A lot of you are into fitness and health. And the reason I know this building so well is because it's next to a very other important building that I used to work at, which is 55 Bloor, the Manulife Center. And when I was working there back in the day in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was in the fitness world, I was the top membership salesperson in that company, in Good Life, at that time. And because of that, I was connecting with all of the top, brass, all the top CEOs downtown, training them, helping them with their fitness and health, and trying to get some of those bad habits of theirs away. And I'm very, very proud of the fact that because of the fact I did that, I earned a lot of trust. And many of those people have become clients of mine in real estate and have stayed so. So making sure that you understand and earning your trust is why I do this. I am definitely not a person who is naturally comfortable in front of either a microphone or video camera. But the fact is, I know that what's more important is that you understand the storytelling of these properties so much that you can basically help people who aren't aware of your building. You have to become the biggest storyteller. When you're a homeowner and you're trying to sell your property, and hopefully you're trying to sell it for, you know, as much as you can, because of course, why else would you sell? If you're trying to do that and you don't have the story or the right storyteller working with you, you're wasting your time. You're basically just up there with everybody else, which of course, whether it's life or business or sports, if you want to just do what everyone else is doing, then of course, again, that's not really going to get you at the top. It's not going to get you to the top five like these people did. So number two was a property on the 24th floor, stunning property that was sold for $1.2 million. The next was on the 34th floor, obviously one of the higher floors of this building, and it was sold for $1.16 million. $1.1 million was a property on the 11th floor that sold. And again, obviously giving you the insights and giving you the background of these properties and letting you know what's different about them. Of course, some of these properties were thoroughly renovated. And of course, when they're thoroughly renovated and they're showing at their optimum levels, that's going to be very important to the person who's buying these properties. And of course, just the photos and the videos alone are not going to be enough. They're going to have to make their way through the property eventually. And when they do, you want to make sure that they are blown away. And definitely, you have to be able to provide an additional value, not just what's on paper. So if you're looking for $1 million, your property has to be worth $1.2 million. For someone to have paid $1.9 million, they have to have thought that that property is worth $2 or more million at least, especially in the last few years. And these sales all happened in the last few years. So the good news is that there are buyers who feel that there is this kind of value there. So for those of you who are considering selling, this is the important report to make sure that you get. And of course, when I'm doing your property podcast, I'm doing your storytelling for your property, it's going to be very unique to all of these. But my goal is still going to be the same, where I either want to be in this top five or at the top of the five. Those are the two goals I have. I either want to be in the top five solds on that street or in that building, or the top one. I'm fine with anywhere in there. Most of the time, you guys are as well, because you know that this kind of information, this kind of reporting, this kind of effort is what makes you feel comfortable and makes you feel like this guy did a good job for me. And you don't have that regret. You have the opportunity to be on, again, a top selling list. And then a year or two from now, when you realize, you look back and you think about you selling your place, and maybe I didn't get enough for it, maybe the guy didn't tell me enough. I don't want those regrets. And I'm thankful to say that after almost 25 years in this business, I don't get those kind of phone calls. I don't get people calling me saying that they wish they could have got more. They know that at that moment, whenever it is, I'm trying to make sure that there's nothing standing in the way of you getting what exactly is worth, what your property is worth, and then some, because of the fact that I am able to provide something that a lot of people cannot. And being on this stage, having this podcast, having over 6 billion people that are out there in the different social media categories that are possibly listening to this, it just makes such a big difference that a lot of people don't understand. And it isn't about anything to do with fame. For me, this has never been about that. I am very comfortable. If I didn't have to be on screen, I probably wouldn't be. But of course, when I'm talking, it does help for me to be on screen. I'm Italian, so I'm fairly animated. You can see my hands moving almost all the time. And I'm left-handed too, so it's my creative mind that I think drives the idea of doing these podcasts, telling these stories, and of course, connecting with as many of you as possible about everything to do with your property, whether it's about, again, the history of it, whether it's about the community, whether it's about the future of your neighborhood. I love hearing those stories, and I do try to include them whenever possible. And sometimes it's actually your voices. Sometimes you actually will be kind enough to give me some reports about your favorite, places to eat in the area, your favorite places to go to the theater, all that great stuff. It really does make a difference. It's not just about me putting what I think is important on the listing. It's really about appealing to someone just like you. If you are someone who have bought a property at 1001 Bay or any other of the top condo sold stories you see scrolling along here, if anybody has bought a place there, something appealed to you about that property, and you have to make sure that the next person gets that same experience, but even more than you did. And that's really the case. I want to make sure whenever I'm moving someone into a place, when they're moving out, I want to make sure that they left it better and perhaps even way more character. There's way more stories and way more history about the property than there was even before. I've even had local artists do drawings of these buildings that were already built because of the fact that there was something so different about the building that it really did deserve to have some very special treatment for it whenever it's being sold. So I hope this report's been helpful. Again, if you are either going to be on my list for the 2024 spring collection or 2024 Toronto Condos collection or the spring collection or the summer collection, make sure you let me know now. Get signed up, reach out to me, and head over to realestatepodcastshow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in.